broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
Amen to that, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes aglow.
All right, my fellow Americans, this is the broadcast for December the 15th in the year of our Lord 2017. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, and to wish you, my fellow Americans, a very Merry Christmas indeed. And by the way, our goal always to use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, as our guide, and to make America moral again. That in turn will indeed, Mr. Trump, make America great again.
Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start.
Yeah, to celebrate Mom and Dad and the traditional God-ordained family. That's what we do on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. Daddy, want Christmas everywhere you go.
There's a tree in the Grand Hotel.
There's folks trying to shut it down, you know.
The sturdy kind that doesn't mind.
But not us. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're absolutely doing fantastic. The previous day's news is too depressing. I want to skip it for now. We'll get to that. For now, I got a bunch of cool things to talk about. Kurt Crosby's with me. It is a freedom-loving fantastic. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time Friday. Merry Christmas, sir. Welcome to the broadcast.
Merry Christmas. Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
We did something cool yesterday, and I got to tell you about it, Kurt. So we were working along and everything, and you know, I always work from, like, just so you know, about, you know, anywhere from 5A to 6A is when I start every day. And I usually end around 10 or 11 every night. And I know it's kind of long, and I get it, but you know what? I do so many things. Some of them I love. Well, all of them I love, really, or I wouldn't be doing them. You know, but I'm an IT guy. I'm an analytics guy. I'm an operations guy, and I work for corporations, and I'm a consultant, and I do a bunch of things. That's my, quote, day job that supports my family of me and my wife and eight children and such like that. And then in addition to that, I'm a radio guy, and it's it brings in maybe a couple of pennies. Overall, I'd say that we probably... You know, on the, you know, we brought in a little more than we've lost, but we certainly haven't made enough money to even consider it a halftime living. Nevertheless, we felt like the gains that we get relate to things like God, family, and country, like the protection of life, liberty, and property, like the Boy Scouts kind of say, leave a campsite better than you found it. Let's leave America better than we found it. A lot of it has to do with the new media taking center stage, and he who owns the media makes the rules, and what difference we can make, and those kinds of things to bring us back to the understandings of what makes America great, making America moral. Or as David Capellian, our guest yesterday from WND.com, said, you know what, we need to make America good. Then America will be great. And boy, de Tocqueville, David Capellian, Sam and Kurt, you know, we're all on that same page. Anyway, I digress, except to say that I took a break from my... you know, 56 jobs, if you will, yesterday with my wife. And we loaded up the car. We got everybody in the car with us. And we went up to a place called Temple Square, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Salt Lake City. And we went there, and it was tremendous. And the reason that we went there, first of all, is because we went to a place called the Joseph Smith Building, a very, very beautiful, ornate building with restaurants. And they have all kinds of events and things like that there, weddings and many other things. And the reason that I went there is because my son is in a couple of choirs, you know, and they sing all kinds of Christmas music and stuff like that, music that testifies of Jesus Christ. Because, see, in our private school, it's called American Heritage School, in that private school, they're allowed to go ahead and, you know, talk about God and his son Jesus Christ and Christmas and, you know, it's just fantastic. And so they went up to sing, and they actually got to sing in the Joseph Smith Building on Temple Square. And they sang a bunch of Christmas music, and it was just a phenomenal event. And I got the chance to go and hear that, and I'm just telling you right now, that's why I started out and said it feels a lot like Christmas, Kurt, just because, wow, that just kicked in the Christmas season for me big time. I mean, it was musical. It was Christmassy. Everybody was cheerful. Somebody would like, it was kind of crowded. There was a lot of people around and stuff like that. And so someone would get in somebody else's way and somebody would go, oh, I'm so sorry. Excuse me. And somebody would be like, no problem. Merry Christmas. Right. I mean, it was just, I'm telling you right now, the haters of Christmas would just run around livid. But the rest of us were fantastically happy, by the way. It was incredible. And so anyway, we enjoyed this awesome thing. And while I was enjoying so much awesomeness, Kurt, I mean, it was just incredible. I just had the time of my life. And then me and my, you know, family went out to dinner, and that just made the day even better. And then, anyway, it goes on. But we were talking about the Light the World campaign, and I don't know how many people know what that is, but the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, this is the second year in a row they put this together. It's called the Light the World campaign, and it's really to bring light and good and honesty and integrity and service and love to the world. And so the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Mormons, have put together 25 videos, a daily video, of things about people doing good. And they take a given topic and they're like, think of someone today or sing Christmas carol. You know, they have all these suggestions and recommendations. Well, anyway, the Light the World, I don't know if I want to call it a campaign because that almost cheapens what it is. And I don't mean to. It's a Light the World effort is what I want to call it. A Light the World focus. Or a Light the World opportunity are the words that I would use. Because it is a campaign, but I want to make sure that it's personal. And so it's a Light the World opportunity, really. And anyways, and so we were talking about that. We've done a bunch of things this year to participate in it. And it just grows because everybody loves it. You know, it doesn't matter if you're a Mormon or not. That's not even the point. It's just, anyway, all kinds of good people that love Christmas are doing this. And anyway, all of a sudden I saw these vending machines, man. And my kids are like, oh, can we go to the vending machine and get something? And we're like, oh, no, we don't want to get more. We don't need to get. Forget it. You know, we got enough, guys. It's okay. We're here to celebrate Christmas and see the temple lights and do all these cool things, Christmas lights, and hear the concerts. There was two concerts. There was one that took place in the Joseph Smith building, and then another one took place in the oh, it's not called the Tabernacle. What's that other place called, Kurt? It's where you sit down and see concerts. Oh, I'll have to get
the Assembly Hall.
Yeah, the Assembly Hall. Thank you, sir. Good work. Mm-hmm. And the other one was in the Assembly Hall. And I'm just telling you, just historic buildings, beautiful Christmas lights everywhere. I'm just telling you, the feeling just can't be duplicated hardly anywhere. But anyway, and so they saw these vending machines, Kurt. Well, we went up there to check them out, and it turns out these vending machines are a different kind of vending machine. So there's vending machines that are normally getting, right? But in this case, you can either go to the get vending machine and buy candy and garbage and stuff, or you can go to the give candy machines. Now, vending machines. They're not candy machines at all. They're give vending machines. Now, do you know all about these, Kurt?
No.
All right. Well, you need to know about them because they're cool as all get out. And so I learned about them, and I didn't know anything about this at all till yesterday. And it just shows how it's amazing. This is kind of the point about Liberty Roundtable. There's so much good in the news. But, Kurt, you don't even know about it. I didn't even know about it until I, like, stumbled across it, right? But it's just the most tremendous thing ever, and I just figured this is important to tell everybody about. So right. The idea is people could give to someone in need instead of buying something for themselves, Kurt. Imagine an idea like that. And imagine that being all around the world and in the news, and you and I not even being aware of it. Now, here's the deal. They did this experiment in New York, Kurt. They put one give vending machine in New York, but in Utah, they have a full bank of machines in Salt Lake City that I got to see. So I got the whole experiment, the whole experience, the whole effort. The whole campaign, the whole get involved in a great cause. It was just awesome. So here's how it is. Instead of getting something from a vending machine, you go up to a vending machine, you put your money in, and you give for Christmas. They did it in New York, and it was an absolute hit. Now they're doing it in Salt Lake City, on Temple Square, in the Joseph Smith building, and they're doing it till the end of December. And so they have a bunch of different vending machines. And then at each vending machine, they're different focus. So one vending machine, Kurt, is local. You know what? It all relates to local things. Another vending machine is global. And it relates to global things. And anyway, there's a few other different vending machines. And in each vending machine, there's different give opportunities. Just light the world, you know, follow Christ. What if you could give to someone in need? And so, for example, if you go up to the local one, it might have, you know, buy a Christmas dinner for a family of four. Or it might say provide 100 meals to the Utah Food Bank. Or it might be, and so there's a bunch of local things. And then on the global one, they have, for example, buy a bottle of water, but help create clean drinking water around the world for people who are in need. I'll talk about it more. I'm just telling you, this is incredible. And the idea that Sam and Kurt don't even know about it, what's going on around here? Well, the good news is we found out, and the good news, you'll know all about it too. Hold on.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
If every day was like Christmas, ladies and gentlemen. Now, there's a Christmas story. We read Christmas stories every day of December, every year. We've done it for more than 20 years. And boy, is it fantastic. Boy, does it invite the spirit of Christmas. Anyway, the reason that I bring this up is because what if every day was like Christmas when it comes to these not getting but giving vending machines? I mean, it's just an incredible thought, right? And so you got these giving vending machines. They did an experiment in New York. It went incredibly well. Light the world vending machines offer a chance to give instead of get. What if you could give to somebody in need rather than buying something for yourself? So they got these different vending machines, and you put your money in and you give. And they got a local vending machine, and they have things like, you know, buy a family Christmas dinner or buy 100 meals or donate to the food bank, the Utah Food Bank, to provide 100 meals. By the way, that's the one that I did. $25 provides 100 meals. to the Utah Food Bank, and that's the one that I personally, you know, me and my family did. But anyway, so they got all kinds of local things, and then they got a global one. And the global one, for example, buy a bottle of water and provide drinking water to those who need it, to put systems in place around the world to provide, you know, clean, good drinking water. And you buy a bottle of water, you actually get a bottle of water in this case. Very few things do you actually get something. In this case, you actually get a bottle of water. But it costs anywhere from, I don't know, $5 to $25 or whatever it is. And you donate the amount of your choice to helping people get good, clean drinking water around the world. Then you get a bottle of water. And it's cool. Anyway, and so, for example, they have an opportunity where you can give somebody a goat, Kurt. And a goat was like $75, and you can basically deliver a goat to somebody around the world, and then they can get milk and stuff like that from the goat, right? And, you know, they can make cheese and things. Or you could do two chickens. Two chickens were $25. And, you know, you got to think about it. You would say, well, man, I can get chickens for cheaper than $25, can I? Well, look, these are live chickens, first of all, okay?
Yeah.
Secondly, you got to deliver them. I mean, you got to go get them and you know, transfer the money. You got to have a coordinating effort. Anyway, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints doesn't make a penny from these vending machines, Kurt. All they do is partner with trusted charities to make this happen. And some of the charities are local. Some of the charities are global. There was a bunch of different things. For example, you could buy socks, warm socks for someone. That was like $5, or maybe it was $3. I can't remember the exact amounts. Anyway, all I'm telling you is what an incredible idea. I've never even thought of such a thing. I mean, I know it's probably not important if Sam didn't think about it. No, I'm just kidding. Somebody else thought about it. I don't know who, but it's a tremendous idea. What an opportunity. What a marketing opportunity for the charitable organizations. And what an incredible opportunity to think about giving instead of getting for Christmas. Hmm. All I'm telling you is I found the experience so refreshing, so delightful, so encouraging that I just had to go off and sound off about it on the radio and participate in it in person, Kurt. And I'm just telling you right now, what an incredible event. And how can this hit the news, be in New York City, then be in Salt Lake City in this mammoth rollout? I'm telling you right now, the line to participate in these give vending machines was long, Kurt. I had to wait like a Disneyland ride to participate in this thing. Now, don't get me wrong. When I say I had to wait, I don't mean that negatively. I just mean that people were so fascinated, so interested, so involved, so willing to be part of this. Where on earth is CNN and Fox and ABC and CBS and all the bit? Where are all these people that act like they want to make the world a better place, that want to run around and celebrate Christmas? Where are all these people? Now, I'm not here to abuse them or to pick on them, but I'm just saying it takes little old Liberty Roundtable Live talk show host to go to a concert for his son. You know, for a Christmas concert for his private school choir to all of a sudden stumble upon this thing. I feel like I just discovered the hidden treasure of solutions, of success, of opportunity, of partnership, of service, of giving, of love. And I'm just going, hey, man, where's Larry King? Where are all these people? I mean, instead of a big line of people, there should have been media everywhere taking pictures and participating, and somebody should put up a thermometer about how much money is raised for all these charities, and they should be putting these vending machines all over the place, all over the country, just rolling them out. Hey, come by the radio station, come by the TV station, and bust out and participate in this incredible Light the World campaign where we serve one another, and, you know, you can make your choice to do it locally or globally, and, you know what, get involved in the Light the World opportunity, and participate in these vending machines that give you an opportunity to give instead of get. And what an incredible opportunity. And then we're going, oh, man, there's people that don't have a Christmas in America today. Or, man, around the world, there's so much suffering. I agree, and I don't mean to make light of it. What I'm saying is there are solutions. And I didn't even see a government sticker on there anywhere, Kurt. Nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, do you want to add to this? But I'm just telling you, I experienced it, and I was so delighted. So It just made my heart leap with opportunity and ideas and thoughts and hopes. And I'm just telling you, that's what it does in your heart and mind. You just feel like, man, we the people of the United States, or we the people of the world even, we can do this. We can bring relief and kindness and love to another. Kurt, we can.
Cool.
And we must.
Very good.
All right. Any thoughts on this one?
Yeah, I... Well, I agree with what you're saying, that in that here's some really good news, and yet, you know, before the program today, I didn't see anything about it.
Neither did I till I just stumbled across it yesterday. I had no idea.
I didn't even see anything on local.
Buddy, I watch hundreds of headlines and hundreds of news stories and dozens of news sites every single day. I had no idea.
Yeah, there you go.
Frankly, it's shocking that this incredible thing could go by and me maybe not even know about it, Carter. Maybe I didn't even. It's just, wow. But it's interesting. They did this experiment in New York, and they have a sign where it's like, do you want to give or get for Christmas? And there's vending machines. You can go to whichever one you want. More people even in New York went to the give machines, Kurt. See, isn't that a newsworthy story? When they just tell you that everything's just sexual harassment, and everybody hates everybody, and everybody's a racist, and nobody gets along, and everybody's just trying to lord over everybody and destroy everybody else's lives, and the world's just a meltdown, and, oh, by the way, Merry Christmas. But where's the bring this to the table and say, you know what? There is good in society. There's good people doing good things. There's good going on. That ought to be the slogan. There's good going on, folks. Did you know about it? Did you hear about it yet? There's good going on. Did you call your radio station and TV station and tell them about the good going on? There's good going on. And we could, I'm just telling you. Wow. Anyway, is there even much news on this, Kurt? Now, the LDS.org website does have some information in a press release, and good for them. But, man, I don't know how I can help with these things when I don't even know about them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not down in the church or anybody else for not, you know, I'm sure they're trying to get the word out. I just think it's, what, lost in the sea of bad news, Kurt?
Yeah, that's what I would say. I do see when I put in Google, do you want to give or get vending machine? I get a story on the 30th of November from the Deseret News.
And that's great and good for them. What you want to type in maybe is light the world vending machine.
I don't remember it, though. Oh, okay.
I don't remember it either, Kurt. And I'm not saying that we're perfect. We could have just missed it. I get it. But this should be such big news that it's impossible to miss, is my point. I mean, look, what's in it for the church? They're not getting any money. What's in it for the charities? Well, they pick good charities where the money actually goes to where it's supposed to go. I don't get where I benefit any. In fact, it cost me $25 yesterday, Kurt. Now, I'm not trying to tell you that I'm important or that I gave a gift. What I'm trying to say is I don't get a penny for this coverage. But, Kurt, I get plenty. Okay? I don't get anything in the narrow, selfish sense. That may be true. But I get plenty. Plenty. In the sense of making America great again. Donald should be running around speaking about this thing. I mean, he just came to Utah. Did somebody pull him aside and say, hey, Donald, did you hear about the give vending machines, my friend? Donald was just here, Kurt. He could have been running around the globe talking about these things.
Well, maybe they weren't out then.
I wish one of the choices. Yeah, they were. You just said they came out in November, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
By the way, I wish one of the choices were give your fellow Americans a tax break. I'd donate to that sucker. Hold on. Liberty Roundtable Live. What tremendous news. But I got sad news coming up.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
We fought. We learned. We struggled. We won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together.
Okay, let's try this. Honey. I've got some surprising news. No. Okay, this will work. Guess who's gonna have a baby? No, that's not it. Oh, I don't know.
Hi, honey. Are you okay?
Jill's pregnant.
Our Jill? She's just a kid.
I know. But, you know, nothing really has to change when the baby comes. I'll help her. We'll just help her, right? We never thought it would happen to our Jill, or to us. We didn't know how to best help her through the tough decisions she'd have to make. Thankfully, we found that help. And not just for her, but for us, too.
We're here to listen. We're here to help. LDS Family Services. Where there's help, there's hope.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle-belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Amen to that, ladies and gentlemen.
It's the happiest season of all, with those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting.
You just want to listen to this forever, don't you?
Toasting and caroling out in the snow.
It sounds good.
There'll be scary ghost stories and tales.
Heck yeah, I'm a collector of Christmas tunes, ladies and gentlemen. It is fun. I sure wish I could sing like that, too, by the way. All I'm telling you is good things going on, folks. Light the world, will you? Get involved in the Savior, the Prince of Peace, and follow the example of Jesus Christ. Merry Christmas to all of you from us. We're not afraid to say it. We're going to, I don't know if I want to say it loud and proud. We're going to reverently tell you that Christmas is important, folks. Anyway, I got a little bit of sad news. While folks are running around lighting the world for Christmas, and I think that's wonderful and supported 100%. While folks are running around promoting giving vending machines to give to somebody in need this holiday season rather than just getting. I guess a growing number of Americans say they don't see Christmas as a, quote, religious holiday. That's according to a new Pew Research poll that just came out. Kurt, you want to respond to this?
It's a Pew Research poll, and it kind of stinks, you know what I mean? You know, it's just sad to see that that's kind of what's happening in the world today, Sam, as people are leaving in many places, God behind and forgetting what really matters, what really is important.
I have one response to the poll.
Hey. Go ahead.
Not if I can help it.
Yeah, good point.
That's all. That's my response. That's what this broadcast is about, ladies and gentlemen. And not if we can help it, or over our dead bodies, or whatever term you want to use to say, we're going to do everything we can to change that. Okay, we want people to believe in Christ. We want religion to be important. We want people to remember the reason for the season. We want to focus on the real reason for Christmas, to celebrate the birth and the ultimate conquering of death and the resurrection of the Savior Jesus Christ, and the hope that offers, the testimony that conveys. All right? That is important to focus on. So it's sad that a growing number of Americans feel that way, Kurt. And I, you know, one of the sad things that I see about this is I see these big stories and they tell you all about it. But what did the Pew Research poll do? Or what did the people do after the poll or whatever? What did all these naysayers do to try to change that, or to try to give people hope, give people faith, encourage people? Anything that you know, Kurt? And I look around and I don't see anything. They just went, oh, man, it's all bad. No one believes in religion. It's just a secular holiday. Just spend and spend and spend and, you know, hate everybody, but wish them a Merry Christmas, you know, or don't even say Christmas, just say Happy Holidays. And what is this going on? Where's the effort to try to bring people back to the memory of the season, the reason for the focus? Is any effort being made to do that, Kurt?
Well, not at least not in the ones who are going to trumpet it, I don't think.
But that's when exactly right.
You know, I was looking at...
but there's plenty of people doing it, Kurt. You just got to hear about it. You just got to help people know about it. And you just got to... I don't know if I ought to call it the Santa boogie-woogie choo-choo train or whatever, but all I'm telling you is we gotta work on this thing.
Yeah, I was looking at LDSDaily.com. It's just one of the places that said they talked a little bit about this vending,
well, good, you know, for them
initiative thing. And it says more than 90 events to feed the hungry in the United States and Canada, ranging from large collections to individual acts of service, are scheduled. I would say there's probably about 900 or 9,000.
Well, and they're just saying there's a list of 90 documents somewhere. You're right. People are doing it outside of that a ton. But the point is 90 events to help people in need, and it goes, for the most part, completely unnoticed in the press? What the heck is going on?
And they talk about visitors to the Joseph Smith Memorial Building in Salt Lake City will notice the Light the World vending machines in the lobby that can be used to buy donated items for some of the church's charity partners.
Yeah, that's right.
Including CARE, Utah Food Bank, I Care For.
Yeah, so you can
kids,
buy glasses
water
for
aid,
a needy child, or you can buy an eye exam for a needy child. For those were a couple
water
of different
options. Water for
people. Yeah.
And Just Serve. Items for purchase will even include vouchers for live chickens and goats for the needy in developing countries. You know,
I'm just telling you, it was
like
cool,
you say,
man.
I don't know why, like you say, you wouldn't have big-time coverage for things like this, but drudge
them. Just imagine, like,
it.
Ellen or, I don't know, what it was, name some of those other goofballs in the news. Who are some of the talk shows? You know, there's Ellen, there's, who else?
Well,
is,
you mean, why Glenn Beck or Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity?
Yeah,
or,
but even the nighttime hosts that are supposed to be softer, the, you know, funny guys or whatever. Who are all those people?
I don't
Half
know.
Half of them are fired, and I can't remember which ones are real these days.
Yeah, that's right. The guys.
But anyway, all I'm telling you is, how come they're not all over this? They're like, we've got an incredible night coming up of giving instead of getting. We've got an opportunity for you, you know. But you can't ignore the machines, Kurt, because there's lines to where you're like, what the heck is that all about? I mean, you just can't ignore it.
Yeah.
It's like Disneyland set better.
Yeah,
I mean, it even beats the happiest place on earth, Kurt, when you participate in these things. Anyway, enough on it. I don't want to spend forever on it, but I did find it fascinating, and I'm disappointed that a growing number of Americans don't even believe it's a religious holiday anymore, and I hope to do everything I can to change that. I think that's a not the direction that I'd like to see, but I want to do all I can. Now, there's other good news, Kurt. It's a little more secular in nature, but it's still good news. Did you know today is free shipping day, Kurt?
Free shipping day.
Yeah, you had no idea, did you?
No, I missed that.
See?
Yeah.
You're supposed to find out about the next pervert rather than finding out that it's free shipping day. And you want to know the best part about it? There's this internet entrepreneur. The guy's name is Luke Knowles. And he started this campaign back in 2008. So it's the 10th anniversary of Free Shipping Day. So it's gone for 10 years and you and I haven't even known about it. And the idea is that businesses can provide free shipping on one day. Now you say, well, Sam, that's just common if you got Amazon Prime or whatever. No. They're talking about they will make everything free shipping. And, you know, every business in the world is not participating in it. But all I'm telling you is it's an opportunity to really, you know, hey, make a huge day for small business, for the entrepreneur. And even though I'm not into the secularization, is that the right word, of Christmas?
Yeah.
I still say if you're going to get some gifts and you want to buy it online, hey, Free Shipping Day is a good day to buy something from Patriot businesses, the smaller guys, the guy that could really use your support, guys. For example, you know, you could like deliver raw honey to a loved one, something like that. You could, you know, get some, you know, Patriot printing done for Christmas for somebody or something. You could, there's a lot of things you could do. And by the way, if you want to get a hold of raw honey, email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com, or call him directly. He'll take your call at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. I'm not saying every business is doing free shipping, but I'm just saying what an interesting concept. And it's amazing this thing's gone on for 10 years and it's just grown and grown and grown and grown. Everybody, you know, a lot of these small businesses are involved in celebrating it. I didn't even know about it, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
I got to just dig just to find out about these cool things.
Yeah, it looks like WRAL.com has a story on it.
Good for them.
USA Today has a piece that says, here are all the best deals for Free Shipping Day 2017. SILive.com says Free Shipping Day 2017, five things you need to know to save. So, there you go.
And that's good, but see, even though I'm for the Free Shipping Day, okay, I'm not being negative on it, but I'm saying they tell you that story rather than the give vending machines.
Yeah.
They tell you the story about how people don't even believe it's a religious holiday more than, you know, the things that, in my opinion, are the solutions. Anyway, what a sad
good
deal.
Point.
But I thought I'd just celebrate and focus on that. And I know it's just part of my hatred and racism and all that they accuse me of. But hey, you know what? I'm in good company with the Savior Jesus Christ. He was maligned and abused and lied about and everything else, too. So at least we're in good company, my friend. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, there you go, sir.
All right, when we get back, you know, usually you think of secrets as like Christmas gifts or random acts of kindness, those kind of things. Well, there's a secret why I secretly... Anyway, it's about losing. It's about Ann Coulter. It's not very Christmassy, but we'll talk about it. LibertyRoundtable.com.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
B.B. King don't wait for nobody, ladies and gentlemen. Here's to you, baby.
May Christmas bring you happiness.
Yeah, see? I want you to Everybody's celebrating Christmas, time. Kurt. The mainstream press just ain't telling you about it. Even B.B. King's in on the magic, my friend.
Well, they don't want to bring up the whole Christmas thing, except for buying stuff. And,
well, come on.
And they also don't want to bring up the God stuff and, you know, things like
Why
that.
Why not?
They're all connected.
Just know? Think what a difference it could make if they would. Kurt Crosby usually says, wouldn't it be nice if, right? Or sometimes Kurt says,
Amen.
Just what if this, or think about it.
Okay.
I mean, B.B. King's not even afraid to say Christmas over and over, Kurt.
Yeah.
Now, they want you to believe that Christmas is like a racial thing, Kurt. They want to debate what color Jesus is, don't they?
Well, I'm sure they do. You know, everybody does. And
I have one answer to that. You ready?
Right. Go ahead.
Christmas is about the resurrection. That applies, by the way, Kurt, to everybody. Mm-hmm. Christmas is about the birth of Jesus Christ, which preceded the resurrection.
Yeah.
And the reason that I focus so much on the resurrection, I know most people talk about the birth of Christ. I agree it's about the birth of Christ. But really, the conquering of death is the uniqueness that makes the birth so important, right? This unique example, repeated never in history, of the resurrection. To me, that's the key here. So I celebrate the birth, but I also celebrate the resurrection. And I don't think you can not tie those together. But anyway, even B.B. King having a good time with it, Kurt. There's no racial tension here. It's just good people wishing everybody Merry Christmas. By the way, I provided 100 meals through the Utah Food Bank to people. Now, Kurt, I don't even know if black or white people are getting those, or Asians or whoever getting those meals.
You should have told them that only certain color of people can get this food, right?
Why would I do a thing like that? What if somebody else is hungry and they need it?
Good point. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just grateful to help.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just glad to be part of something bigger than me.
Yeah.
That's all. All right, Ann Coulter's not even celebrating Christmas right now, is she, Kurt? She's kind of on a tear.
Well, you know, I mean, we've never said that we agree with everything that Ann Coulter does. And, of course, it's hard to find anybody.
A lot of it we agree with. Some of it we disagree with. Some of it's funny. Yeah. Some of it's, you know, whatever. But this is a unique column that she wrote and worth at least talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the headline she, and this is WorldNet Daily's got this piece, you know, she says, why I secretly wanted more to lose, Brooks 2020, posted by Ann Coulter. Representative Mo Brooks was the true Trumpian candidate in Alabama, which is why I endorsed him in the primary. And she puts where she did that, a number of places. When the accusations against Roy Moore first arose, I proposed that the president make a deal to replace Moore with Brooks. Now, I would simply throw in here to Ann Coulter, if you're going to simply do that to anybody they, accuse about anything, pretty soon there won't be anybody left, if you ask me, or at least any real quality candidates. But anyway, back to her article. She says, obviously the GOP would be in a much better position right now if only Republicans had learned to hang on my every word. I think she's kind of kidding about that a little bit, but she's, you know.
I think she's completely serious about it, Kurt.
Yeah, good point. She said, instead, everyone did exactly the wrong thing, and they got the worst of all possible worlds.
Now, in my opinion, some of what she says is true there, because you come back and say they should have supported Roy Moore solid as a rock from the start. And I think if they had done that, he would have won.
Everybody should have, you know, including, you know, you got all these insiders, but you can't count on those guys. That's why to say there's two parties is a joke. I think. But anyway, Trump, she says, and Coulter continues, should have endorsed Brooks in the primary, but he endorsed Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's pro-amnesty candidate, Luther Strange, on the advice of his son-in-law, because who knows Alabama politics better than Jared Kushner? I guess we could scratch the expression as goes Kushner, so goes Alabama, she says. Now Trump has lost twice in a state that voted for him by nearly 3-1 margin over Hillary just last year. Apparently Trump's voters won't blindly follow him, whatever he does. I wonder if this is relevant information for the midterms. Yeah, well, I think she's saying it is. McConnell, she continues, spent millions upon millions of dollars in nasty ads, and I would say, where does that money come from, ladies and gentlemen? It's all those insider boys that are buying.
And why is
Washington.
Mitch even involved in the Alabama election, Kurt, in the first
That's
place?
Right.
Is Mitch from Alabama?
But,
no.
No, but he's the big shot of the Senate. He spent millions and millions upon dollars in nasty ads to defeat Mo Brooks in the primary because Brooks takes sensible positions on immigration. She says, can't have that. McConnell pulled out all
now,
the stops
I agree with
to
her
block
that
Brooks.
Mo would have been better than, you know, what we're seeing by a long shot, but I still think Roy Moore's much better than Mo Brooks, and that's part of the problem in America is you've got everybody so divided.
Yeah.
Now, the liberals can stand together. That's why 98% of the black women and 93% of the black men, total 96% of blacks, voted for Doug in the election, and that's why they won.
Well, and the other reason, at least in my opinion, is like you say, you're all split up. But, you know, here's where Ann gets...
But she says, why I secretly wanted Roy Moore to lose. Imagine that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, she says, thanks to McConnell's brilliant strategy of opposing Brooks, now he's stuck with another Democrat and a razor-thin Senate majority.
But see, that's
McConnell
where I think Ann's deceived.
Deserves.
I think that good old Mitch McConnell, he wanted a Democrat there, Kurt, because he doesn't care if it's Republican or Democrat as long as it's an insider.
They do what he says, yeah.
That's right.
You know, so she says, unfortunately, I can't figure out a way to do one and avoid the other, talking about the horror of a Democratic Senate. The most status, here's the part that I really disagree with Ann Coulter for, because I think she's pretty much godless, I think. But it says, the most status-conscious Republicans were hysterical about Roy Moore's holy roller Christianity. I hope their tax cut bill dies. Should have backed Mo Brooks. Well, if she takes God out of the mix, Sam, you know, then you basically just get God out of government, God out of America. It's just a mess that way, and that's what Ann Coulter's for, pretty much.
I just don't see the value in anything she says in this column, Kurt.
Yeah. Well, and that's the one.
Why would you want the tax cuts to fail? Why would you? Why would you secretly not want someone to? I just don't even get it.
Yeah.
I want a pro-life person. I want a moral person. I want tax cuts for everybody.
She's focused only on one thing, and that is immigration. And I will agree
that immigration is
important. I guess
you
could say, yeah, like here at the end, she says, what was Trump's winning issue again? Three syllables. Sounds like build the wall. During the campaign, every time Trump came out with a new proposal on immigration, other Republicans would hysterically denounce him, and then he'd soar in the polls. She says, now that he's tried everything
well,
there's
else, there's some truth that it's an important issue.
Can't Trump try the issue that won him the election? We want to get tired of winning. But you know, earlier she talks about if you'll just get the immigration thing right, then all these other things will work too.
Well,
the tax cuts,
and I don't agree
partial
with bill.
At least
you need
not
to get
that
morality
I've
right, and then everything else will fall in line.
But see, if Ann Coulter says that, then at least in my opinion, they're not going to give her the coverage. They're not going to have her on.
Just look at the Give vending machine campaign to prove the point.
Yeah.
What if Ann wrote a column about the Give vending machines, Kurt? All right, just wondering. Wouldn't it be nice, as Kurt would say? And right as rain. By the way, did you hear that Target? I don't go to Target anymore, Kurt. I'm still in a Target boycott or mancott. But Target ramps up delivery with a $550 million purchase of this company called Shipt. S-H-I-P-T. So it's called Shipt. I don't really like that. It's just too, you know, but whatever. All I'm telling you, though, is that they're trying to compete with the Amazons and the Walmarts and the, you know, of the world. They say Costco's doing really well with online shopping as well. But I just find the landscape interesting as it changes and more people do stuff online and the new media, the new disruptive technologies are taking over. But it's interesting. I'm not going to Target even with their shipping deal. Even if they have free shipping day, I'm still not going.
Well, there's plenty of other options too, Sam. And, you know, at least I got a personal favorite place to go, and it doesn't have anything to do with either Target or Walmart or any of those big stores, and I just like to go to...
You can tell people where you like to go, Kurt.
My favorite store
we don't want to keep
is called
that too
Deseret
much
Industries.
Say it again, because I interrupted.
It's called Deseret Industries, or DI, and it's basically a store where, you know, you could find everything, and it's owned and operated by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. People contribute things that they don't want. And then the people that are down on their luck and need a job and can't find one elsewhere can work there. And, hey, it's pretty cool, I think.
It's a multifaceted, solution-oriented, private sector solution that's phenomenal, is what it is. All I'm telling you is it's a secondhand store. It provides incredible opportunities on so many fronts. It's amazing. Good people are doing good things everywhere. Don't let anybody tell you different. And by the way, Merry Christmas to you from us. Hour one in the can. Hour two coming up. The good Sheriff Richard Mack will be our guest. And boy, do we got a bunch of stuff to unpack in that hour. Hang tight. We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. Will you help? LibertyRoundtable.com. Donate today. This nation shall endure.